How amazing it is that these simple women who wander about the forest, seemingly spoiled by improper behavior, have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Krishna, the Supreme Soul. Still, it is true that the Supreme Lord Himself awards His blessings even to an ignorant worshipper. Just as the best medicine works, even when taken by a person ignorant of its ingredients. So we'll also read text 58. Eta param tanubrato bhuvi gopa vadvo govinda eva nikilatmani rudapava vanchanti yad bhavabiyo munayo vayam cha kim brahma janma birananta katara sasya. Uddhava said, among all persons on earth, these cowherd women alone have actually perfected their embodied lives, for they have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Lord Govinda. Their pure love is hankered after by those who fear material existence, by great sages, and by ourselves as well. For one who has tasted the narrations of the Infinite Lord, what is the use of taking birth as a high-class Brahman, or even as Lord Brahma himself? Purport. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti explains that here the word Brahma Janmabi, Brahminical births, refers to the threefold birth by 1. Seminal parenthood, 2. Sacred thread initiation, and 3. Sacrificial initiation. These cannot compare to pure Krishna consciousness. In fact, Sri Uddhava, who spoke this verse, took birth as a pure Brahman, but he deprecates this position in comparison to that of the exalted gopis. And the purport to verse 59. The use of the word qua in the first two lines indicates a sharp contrast between apparently incompatible items. In this case, the apparently insignificant and even impure position of the gopis mentioned in the first line and their attainment of the highest perfection of life mentioned in the second. In this regard, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti describes three types of adulterous women. The first is a woman who enjoys both her husband and a lover, being faithful to neither. Both ordinary society and the scriptures condemn this conduct. The second type of adulterous woman is she who abandons her husband to enjoy only with her lover. Society and the scriptures also condemn this behavior, although such a fallen woman may be said to at least have the good quality of dedicating herself to a single man. The last kind of adulterous woman is she who abandons her husband and enjoys in the attitude of being a lover of the Supreme Lord alone. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti explained that although foolish common people criticize this position, such behavior is commended by those who are wise in spiritual science. Therefore, learned members of society and the revealed scriptures praise such single-minded devotion to the Lord. Such was the gopis' behavior. Thus the term Vyabhichara Dushta, corrupted by deviation, indicates the apparent resemblance between the gopis' behavior and that of ordinary adulterous women. Kwema Striyo Vanacharya Vyabhichara Dushta Krishne Kwachaisha Paramatmani Ruda Bhava Nan Vishvaro Nubajato Vidusho Pisakshach Treyastanot Yagadaraja Ivo Payukta. How amazing it is that these simple women who wander about the forest, seemingly spoiled by improper behavior, have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Krishna, the Supreme Soul. Still, it is true that the Supreme Lord Himself awards His blessings even to an ignorant worshipper, just as the best medicine works, even when taken by a person ignorant of its ingredients. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutane Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadati Svapadatika Vanchakalpaturibhyascha Gripasindhubhyevacha Paditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaitikadadha Shivasni Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Uddhava now is expressing his appreciations and realizations, having observed the unique, exalted nature of the love of the gopis for Lord Krishna. And of course the chapter is titled The Song of the Bee, so it is particularly, he's expressing himself like this particularly in regard to his observing Srimati Radharani, who displayed symptoms of transcendental madness when she happened to see one bee buzzing around that garden area where Uddhava happened to meet the gopi. So he is expressing how amazing their love for the Lord is. And actually the next verse, verse 60, is a very special verse. It is cited by Srila Jiva Goswami as being one of five verses in Srimad Bhagavatam which express the mercy of the Lord in most special ways, most outstanding ways anyway, that you can read tomorrow. But here, in this particular verse, of course, the verse 58, what is stated in the purport is also important, of verse 58. But we're focusing particularly on verse 59. Well, verse 58, in the purport, the point is made that, in the verse, the point is made that these gopis, they're cowherd girls. By material estimation, their position, their qualification is not high. They're cowherd girls, so they are uneducated, they've never been to school, they have not learnt any special skills, none of them are computer experts, Girl Fridays, CEOs, or nothing like that at all. They know how to herd the cows. They know how to cook, because that's a special, important qualification. They know how to cook, they know how to take care of the house, and things like this they know about extensively. They know how to make cow dung patties. This is a very important skill. How to make cow dung patties, how to use them, different, how to use cow dung in different ways. Yeah. So this is their qualification. And if someone today some young lady today were to be asked, you know, what's your qualification? Do you have a BA, MA, or MSc, or whatever? And she said, no, but I can make cow dung patties in different ways. Then people would not take her seriously. But it was considered to be qualification. In fact, when girls, when the time came for them to be considered for possibly being married, then one of the main tests, one of the at least first test, one of the first official tests, and even in the villages today in some parts, this test is still there. One of the first official tests of, is this girl, you know, what's her qualification, where is she at, was and is, how are her achas? Can she make achas nicely? And she would have to make a selection and present that selection to the proposed groom's family, and they would try them and see. Sweet achas, sour achas, hot achas, different achas. So, today, even my limited experience, but some experience of observing the Indian community, is that the girls often don't know how to cook until they become married. So anyway, the times have changed. But here, Uddhava in the first verse is making the point that these girls, by so many standards, they would not be taken very seriously as being very qualified, expert, competent, intelligent, resourceful, creative thinkers. But I say, Uddhava is saying, I say, they are better than the most qualified Brahmins who know all the mantras, all the tantras, all the yantras, who know everything inside out and backwards, literally. In order for them to be considered qualified, they would have to be able to recite all the mantras backwards perfectly. This is one of the tests. Even today in some of the Sanskrit schools in India, the final exam is you must recite the entire Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit backwards, literally, syllable by syllable, not word by word, and then you're considered to be an actual Shastri, an actual Pandit. Yeah, so these Brahmins, Vipra, Munayo, they're great sages. Brahma Janma Bi, they have taken birth as Brahmins, or even Lord Brahma. But Uddhava says, I think these gopis, they're more qualified, even than the most qualified Brahmins. They're so qualified, it's just quite astonishing, actually, their capabilities, their expertise, their intelligence, or even what to speak of them, Lord Brahma himself. Lord Brahma made the mistake, as we know, we have read some chapters ago. He made the mistake of not understanding Krishna sufficiently, and he became bewildered and he offended Krishna. Of course, after that he became reminded and he came to his senses. But until that point, he didn't understand Krishna sufficiently at all. It was very bad. But the gopis, they never made that mistake. So they are more advanced even than our Lord Brahma. Actually, this is a fact. They are so extremely advanced. So, those Brahman, or Lord Brahma. Actually, in order to become Lord Brahma, if anyone is interested, in order to become Lord Brahma, you have to have 100 consecutive lifetimes as a perfect Brahman. Then you may become Lord Brahma. Means you cannot make any mistake in any of those 100 lifetimes. Then you can become Lord Brahma. If you become further advanced, Lord Shiva explains in the fourth canto, if you become further advanced, you can become Lord Shiva. Sometimes the Jivas also take the role of Shiva as Shatyavesh forms. Yes, so these Brahmins, who are, they have their seminal birth, of course. They're born from their biological parents. Then they get the sacred thread initiation, diksha, and then the yajnik initiation when they are fully trained and competent to perform sacrifices perfectly. This is a big job to go through all of this. Very big thing. But still they cannot compare. And their qualification, their position, their consciousness, what they are, cannot compare to pure Krishna consciousness. Yes. And ironically, or interestingly, Uddhava, who is saying this, he is such a Brahman. In fact, he's a very big Brahman, Uddhava. So qualified that he was directly the prime minister of the Yadu dynasty, not just for Krishna, but for the Yadu dynasty. So he was so extremely qualified as a Brahman. But he himself is saying that the most qualified Brahman like me, compared to these girls, and these girls, we should also bear in mind, they were from about 8 to maximum 10 years old. Or 11, maximum 11. This is what they were. 8 to 11 years old. And he's comparing them to himself or other people who, of course, he would know very well, who are highly, the most qualified Vedic Brahmins. But these girls, 8 years old, they can't read. These girls, 8, 9, 10 years old, they are far more qualified. They're in another realm of qualification compared to even myself, people like me, even Lord Brahma himself. This is a very amazing situation. Very, very amazing situation. And he's so struck by it that he is just beside himself, completely overwhelmed, that I have seen the most amazing thing. I never saw anything like this at all before. Not even amongst the Yadus. So then he goes on in verse 59, as is pointed out in the purport, kwa. The term kwa is used twice. And this term kwa, as is explained in the purport, it is used when there is a necessity for comparison, to make relative evaluation, that this one is on this level, but then we compare it with that one is on that other level, and in this way we can make some relative judgment evaluation of the two in these relative terms. So on one head, qua, where, in this case, who are these people? Striyo, these women? Vanacharya, they're vanacharis. They live in the forest. They're forest dwellers. And vyabhichara dushta. Vyabhichara. Literally, well, here it's translated as improper behavior. Dushta means contaminated. They're contaminated by this irregular social behavior of their mixing with Krishna. Some of them are married. Some of them are mothers, already married women with children already. Others, they're just young girls. So, for them to mix with Krishna, this is vyabhichara dushta. In Bhagavad Gita we know Krishna says, what's that verse? Vyabhicharena? Namchayo vyabhi. Avyabhicharena. Namchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Those who engage in service to me, avyabhichara, without deviation, and who are very fixed like this, then Krishna says they come to the level of Brahman, the spiritual level, immediately. And what is that verse? Chapter 2, verse 41. 241. That's from Bhagavad Gita, if you wouldn't mind. I'm going to remind myself. Famous, famous verse, which it appears we've all forgotten. 241. Aha! Oh, this is a slightly different term. Vyavasayatmika buddhiya. Ekeha kurunandana. So, vyavasayi and vyabhichari. Anyway, vyabhichari. Vyabhichari means flickering. So Krishna says, mam chayo avyabhicharena. Those people who worship me, bhakti yogena sevate, engage in devotional service to me, avyabhichari, without being flickering. Flickering means one time it's Krishna, next time it's someone else. Next time it's Krishna, next time it's another one. Then it's Krishna, then it's another one. And then next time it's Krishna, and next time it's another one. And so, you know, it's really like the person's interest is splayed. Yes. So, this is vyabhichari. Flickering. Flickering, why? Because so many items of interest, different items, but avyabhichari means only one, not flickering, fixed. But these gopis, according to Uddhava, or sort of popular opinion, they're vyabhichara dushta. Dushta. There's the famous prayer of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Dushtamani, dushtamana. What is it? Kim koribe Vaishnava, or something. I forget the exact. Wicked mind, dushtamana. Kim something or other, kim koribe Vaishnava. What sort of Vaishnava are you? So, vyabhichara dushta, wicked, this is the sense of dushta, is very bad, in like a very dirty, contaminated sense in which the integrity has been severely undermined. So, yeah, vyabhichara, In fact, traditionally in Vedic society, a term which was used for prostitutes was Vyabhichari. They are the Vyabhicharis. I don't know actually if it was like an official term or if it was like a nickname or sort of informal slang term. But they are known as Vyabhicharis because they don't have interest in one man. They're interested in many men, any man like that. So they considered Vyabhicharis. And so this term Vyabhichari, and particularly with Dushta added to it, is a very strong term of criticism for anyone, but particularly it was used in relation to women, and it's being used here because according to Vedic standards, a foremost quality, there are many qualities which women can have and should have. There are many qualities which men can have and should have. But amongst the qualities for women, this one was considered to be one of the very, very important ones, that there would only be one man in her life, and that was it, and there was literally no interest in other men. Even to the point that in many cases, like Prabhupada points out about his own mother, she never came out in public. Outside the house, she never came out. Not because she was kept as a prisoner or something of that sort, but it was her own concern. And if she ever came out, she was hidden, like in a palanquin with curtains around it. And even today, when you go to India, you see, like in Vrindavan area, so many of the ladies, the married women, when the husband is in the house, then their sari is over their face completely. Cannot see their face. Anyway, so that these women, Kwema, whereas in this case, these women, Vanacharya, they live in the forest, they just roam around anywhere, and Vyabhichara Dushta, they're apparently contaminated by this particularly bad quality for a woman of being flickering in mind and interested in more than one man. But Krishne kwa chaisha. On the other hand, Krishne kwa chaisha paramatmani Rudapava, Krishna, who is the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Being, Rudapava, they have achieved bhava, a state of love, which is Ruda. Ruda literally means pure, completely pure, in the sense of being completely untainted. Ruda sometimes is translated as spotless bhava. And as is pointed out in the word for word, that this is not just ordinary bhava or love for Krishna. There are many devotees who have love for Krishna, and even so many devotees who have pure love for Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha. There are so many devotees, they have pure love for Krishna, no doubt. But in this case, this Ruda Bhava, this Bhava, this love, which is spotless to the nth degree, meaning, not just spotless, but there is spotless, just like we know in Nectar of Devotion, it's discussed. There's perfect, then there is more perfect, then there is most perfect. And most perfect is considered more perfect than perfect. By material standards, this is not possible. If something is perfect, it cannot become more than that. But it happens on the transcendental platform. perfect, more perfect, most perfect. And then you get even more than most perfect. And even more than most perfect. And it is literally unlimited. Until it reaches Srimati Radharani herself. But then her love is unlimited and ever increasing. So like this. It is in another realm altogether. So, qua, whereas they are forest dwellers, means they just roam around. They're not civilized people who stay at home and are responsible and do their duties. They just go and do this and that. In the forest, in that uncivilized place, and vyabhichara dushta, they're contaminated by this terrible behavior. It's really low class. But, on the other hand, they have achieved Rudha Bhava, Paramatmani, for the Supreme Soul. So, what is their position? Their position is very unique. In fact, it is literally unique. There's no one like that. There's no one like that. The gopis. Their position is so wonderful. But, of course, the thing is that this is all going on the transcendental platform, and people whose minds cannot extend to the transcendental platform, they cannot appreciate the Rudha Bhava, the purity of that love. But rather they see the Vyabhichara Dushta. They see the apparent imperfection, fault, serious fault. And so they condemn. And even persons who have some transcendental vision, but it's not so great, they may also become confused. Just like, well, actually the other night, Sunday, we visited some very nice people in Tongat, a very nice family. They are followers of Vallabhacharya Pusti Marg, and they worship Ladu Gopal, baby Krishna. And they feel this is the highest aspect of the Lord. Little baby Krishna, baby of Mother Yashoda, he is most pure. And they feel, they actually feel, they know about Radha Krishna also. But they feel that when Krishna got a little older, when he was no longer a little Baal Gopal, but now he's becoming a teenager, then they feel he met Radharani and he became contaminated. He got into the boy-girl thing. And even though he's very nice, but so they don't worship Radha Krishna. But they worship Ladu Gopal, Baal Gopal. He is the highest feature, the most pure. So even though they're devotees, actually, they're devotees to some degree, but those realms they cannot understand. Srila Jiva Goswami refers to it as what is it? Brahma Vilas, I forget the exact term. Vibrahma Vilas. Vilas means wonderful pastimes. Brahma means confusing. Vibrahma means very confusing. So, beautiful pastimes which are very confusing. But the confusing nature is what makes them very beautiful, makes them special. The transcendental love of the gopis for Srimati Radharani, for Lord Krishna. So here in the purport, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is referred to in regard to four categories of adulterous women. First type is a woman who enjoys with a husband, but when his back is turned, when he's at work or away somewhere, she goes to enjoy with another man. So she is not faithful to either. So she is condemned squarely all round. Then there's another woman who is attached to her lover and on that basis rejects her husband. She's open about it. And then she sticks with that other man. So she's also condemned. Although in a certain sense, at least one could say that at least she is sticking with one man, which is sort of better than nothing. Something like that. And then there's another woman who leaves her husband and goes to Krishna and becomes a pure devotee of Krishna. As Rukmini describes, well, in a little while, it's in chapter 60. Rukmini describes that woman who becomes attracted to Krishna and leaves her husband to devote herself to Krishna. Well, she describes a woman who will not do that. And she says, the translation is, a woman who fails to relish the fragrance of the honey of your lotus feet becomes totally befooled, and thus she accepts as her husband or lover a living corpse covered with skin, whiskers, nails, head hair, and body hair, and filled with flesh, bones, blood, parasites, feces, mucus, bile, and air. So, and you know, for that matter, a man who is attached to his wife or some lady, and because of that is not able to become attached to Krishna and appreciate Krishna enough to really be a devotee. Same thing. A living corpse. Yes, so with all due respect to the husbands of this world, particularly the devotee husbands, but it's an intriguing situation, isn't it? So, but the gopis, they are like that. They left their husbands and they went to Krishna, and they're totally dedicated to Krishna. Even though some of them, they still maintain their relationships with their husbands in extremely superficial terms, but everyone could see that they're not interested. So the gopis, they had that single-minded devotion to Krishna, Rudra Baba, and therefore they are considered the most glorious, and Lord Chaitanya said that the highest method of worship of the Lord is the method of the gopis. That should be followed by everyone. Any comments or questions? Yes. How does one develop honesty? Well, you know, other than just the sort of mode of goodness type of sattvic propensity, other than just by cultivating the mode of goodness, which will make one sort of more spontaneously honest, and avoiding passion and ignorance, which would make one more spontaneously dishonest. Other than that, the first part of honesty is to be honest enough to recognize that Krishna is the Lord and I am not, and that it is only honest to dedicate everything to Krishna. As much as I hold back from Krishna, I am being dishonest. That is the actual foundation for true honesty. Yeah. Anyone else? Mataji, yeah?
I have a question. You mentioned that the girlfriends were between 8 and 10 years old.
And 11.
I'm confused because when Udama went to that was 7 years later. So did they not grow older?
Was it 7 years later?
Several. I don't remember how many years later Udama went.
Wasn't a long time later.
Oh, was he the first messenger?
Yeah. But still, you know, when they were, this is after Krishna left. While Krishna was still there, some of them were married and had children, but they were pre-teen. They were young. I am not an expert on this subject, fortunately. But anyway, this is the situation. Some of them. Radharani was married. She was married and living in the house of her in-laws. Yeah, in Yavat.
She never had a baby.
But no. Interesting. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.